We stay here in the Rolling Valley Conference, talking right now with Glidden-Ralston head volleyball coach, Krista Bunt. And coach, you're entering your fourth year as the head coach for the Wildcats. You and I were just kind of talking about it. It doesn't feel like it's been 4 years, but you're kind of an old pro at these preview interviews. So we appreciate you joining us. How you doing?
Yeah, you bet. Thanks. Yes, thanks for having me, Jeff. Yeah, doing good. Kind of getting the season rolling and through our first week here. So yeah, it's always just good to get back in the gym and get things going.
How has that gone? What was the summer like? You've graduated some good classes, but you got some young girls still kind of coming into the program. So how was the summer and kind of regrouping this group of girls?
Summertime, I feel like the girls, and I think this is for any small school, would maybe say they struggle with the same thing, but just girls going a lot of different directions, you know. So for summer work, we really, there was a lot of times we didn't have, you know, everybody together, you know, or you'd have a couple that were there for a short period of time, and then they're just trying to balance a lot of different things between sports and work and you know, families taking time together. So yeah, so actually getting them back in the gym once the season started, I would say that's really the first time in a long time that we've all really been together to be able to, you know, focus and start to, you know, kind of shake the rust off a little bit.
What has that focus been? I'm sure fundamentals part of that, but what have you really focused on these first couple of weeks?
Losing Ty in the back row, Tyla Jansen, you know, she was such a consistent serve receiver for us.
Yes.
And so, I mean, the girls kind of know this about me anyway. You know, every year I'll say, you know, serve receive is so important. You know, if we don't have that serve and we don't have that serve receive, everything else builds off of that. So, you know, I think they kind of know me by now that I'm going to come in. But again, particularly this year, we need to fill in some serve receiving. And so I'm really kind of looking at that just as far as position evaluation.
How has that gone? Have you started to figure out what the rotation may look like for you?
Yeah, I would say actually after today's practice, I'm feeling pretty good about where we're probably going to start at least. We go to scrimmage at SEC on Saturday, and so that'll be a great opportunity. So really probably one, maybe be a second spot, but for the most part, really just back row for Lauren at this point.
Let's talk a little bit about back row. You mentioned losing Tyla. Who's fighting for the back row positions as far as DS is the libero, and what girls may be playing all the way around for you?
So I've got several that I think are probably going to play all the way around. So Ashlyn, she's back for us. She's a steady presence both mm-hmm. in front row and back row. So she'll kind of be able to, you know, direct traffic back there. As far as back row, she's probably my only one that is kind of coming back. I think Cassidy Wank will see a little bit of back row play this year, see how she does back there. Allison Snyder, she started getting some playing time towards the end of last year, just when I could swing her in. And she does a good job. She does a good job back there as well. So, you know, setting positions, I think, you know, Amelia, that'll be a new position for us as well. So Amelia Garrett and Kenna Wiederen, those two are kind of, I wouldn't say battling it out, but we're just trying to sort out who's going to fit where, even with the hitters, you know, who seems to be a good fit. They both will probably see some playing time, both of those setters.
Are you going to run a 5-1 or a 6-2 then?
So that's still up in the air. I'm leaning towards having both of them set, but we'll see. It's still early in the season, so I'm holding out, totally making the final decision there. But yeah, I'm leaning towards having both of them set in some capacity.
You mentioned Ashlyn and Cassidy probably being all the way around, so they're going to see some time in the front. Who else could see time in that front row hitting for you?
Yep, so Lauren Holsing will be back for us again. Her and Ashlyn are our seniors. So the three of them are definitely, again, I would say, the ones that have that experience in the front row. Allison Snyder will get probably some front row experience. And then I've got one other spot that, again, I would say is still a little bit in flux there. So I would say Ashlyn, Allison, Cass, and Lauren will be primarily those front row hitters.
Coach, with as much youth as you have, are you seeing good competition in practice, and do you feel like you're developing some depth?
Yes, and I would even speak to that from the JV side. I feel like we actually have a solid JV that's deep. I think it's going to be a challenge to get everybody in playing time in that regard. Just again, to keep them all developing, keep getting them court time, being able to kind of mix up some positions. So yes, I would definitely say we've got, you know, we've got some girls that on the JV, they just need to, again, keep getting those that game time experience, keep growing, yeah.
With only two seniors, you certainly don't want to look past this upcoming year, but sounds like you're pretty high on maybe the future of this program as well.
I think so. And I think one of the things that I really appreciate about Glidden is just the mindset. You know, we've worked really hard just as a team to have that mindset of, you know, we don't hang our head after a mistake. We just get right back into it. Like, we don't have time to look down. And so you see that, you know, you start to see that mentality carry on to those younger grades. And that to me is exciting because, boy, you can sure get a lot done when those athletes are just, they're in there, they're ready to go, they're ready to push through mistakes and just adjust and learn and keep going. So, yeah.
Are there any areas you're concerned about coming into the year?
You know, I would say originally it would have been the serve receive. Again, I would say though, although I feel like the girls have really stepped up in that area, probably with the new setters coming in, just getting those repetitions between them and the hitters. You know, it just is when you get a different setter and you have some different hitters, trying to get that connection where they really feel good with one another, comfortable. I'd say that's probably one of the things that we got to work on.
Coach, your schedule a little bit, it's kind of normal but different in a way that you got Collins Maxwell coming up on the 26th and you don't have another match until September the 10th. So you get almost 2 weeks off after that. So
yes.
How do you like how your schedule breaks down to allow you to get this younger group kind of into a rhythm and confident as this season goes on?
It does tend to sometimes be a challenge to keep the girls motivated when they've got a long stretch of practices, particularly when we've already had these first couple of weeks with practice. So again, I think, you know, you just kind of continue to, I would say, push maybe in different scenarios, you know, work on some out of system stuff, you know, work on, again, giving those setters and those hitters some time to connect with one another. But I tell you what, I mean, especially for that high school level, you know, they want to play, they want to get out there, they want to compete, you know, so we'll see. I'm going to do my best to keep them motivated and feeding, and we've got a little bit of a stretch there where we're just not going to see that as much this year, maybe, as what we have in the past.
Seems like a lot of times the Rolling Valley Conference, at least the last few years, it's been a lot of the same teams up towards the top. Do you feel like that's going to be the same? Who are the teams and where do you guys feel you can fit into the race?
So, yes, I would say there just is some solid coaching. And so I feel like, you know, Boyer Valley, great program. Woodbine, strong program. Cam, strong program. I think Coon is gonna continue to inch their way up. They were young last year. I really look to see them grow a lot this season, and I think they'll definitely be a team to look out for. I believe Arweva's under new coaching, so I think that, you know, can definitely impact a program positively. So, you know, Arweva, you never count them out. So I think it'll be some good competition this year, maybe even a little more so than when I first started. You know, I'm excited for it. I think anytime that we've got strong teams in our conference, it just helps. It just raises the level of competition for all of us, which ultimately is what we want. We want a strong conference overall. So, yeah, I think this year will be a good year. So I see it. I'm hoping for the top half. But again, there's a lot of factors that happen between keeping the girls healthy, and it's never a guarantee where you're going to be.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time. We look forward to catching up with you each and every week this year to recap how the season's going and, of course, to broadcast some of your matches. So thanks very much for joining us here today. Best of luck in the upcoming season, and we'll talk to you again here soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Krista Bunn again with the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. We'll wrap up our coverage of the Rolling Valley preview when we come back next year on the High School Volleyball Coaches Preview Show.